We start Dateline scams. This is an all-timer. We have heard over the years that things like you should drink 8 glasses of water a day. Nah, you don't really need to. We've heard that multivitamins have been proven by recent studies to not only be of no effectiveness whatsoever, but to possibly be harmful to you. Now this, flossing is a complete waste of time.
Yes!
The Associated Press has done a study, not a study, but they have requested information from the government about the American Dental Association and the federal government guidelines about flossing your teeth. They said, hey, could you show us your work on this? And the government turned it over, and it turns out that there's very little scientific evidence whatsoever to back up flossing.
Fantastic news.
Take that, big floss. You know that the flossing industry worldwide is expected to be $2 billion this year? That's an amazing number for string in a box.
I didn't know the
floss.
I didn't know floss had its own industry.
Oh, big floss. Oh, yeah. Big floss has been pushing this lie for years. You better floss. When the federal government issued its latest dietary guidelines, the flossing recommendation had been removed without notice. Guess what? The Associated Press did not, the Associated Press did notice it. And so they then started digging around.
AP. Bastards.
The AP asked the Department of Health and Human Services for their evidence about flossing and followed up with written requests under the Freedom of Information Act. So this flossing thing, do you really have proof that it works?
Doesn't mean that it doesn't work. It just means that they don't have proof that it does.
In a letter to the AP, the government acknowledged that the effectiveness of flossing had never been researched as required to be part of the federal government's dietary guidelines. The AP then looked at the most rigorous research conducted over the past decade, focusing on 25 studies that generally compared the use of a toothbrush to using a toothbrush and flossing. You know, what big floss wants you to believe.
Those bastards.
What are the findings? The findings were that the evidence for flossing is very weak, unreliable, and of low quality. The majority of available studies failed to demonstrate that flossing is generally effective in plaque removal. So there you go. Flossing does work to get a chunk of buffalo wing out of your craw. I know
sure
this
does.
For a fact because I do it all the time.
Yeah, when I floss, there's stuff on there that wasn't there, that was in my mouth. So it's
right.
Coming out.
And the two leading professional groups, the American Dental Association and the American Academy of Periodontology, specialists in gum disease and implants, cite other studies as proof that, no, flossing is important. But one of the tests they cited only tested 25 people after just one use of floss and followed them for just 2 weeks.
That's enough, I think.
No, it's not. You can't get gingivitis in 2 weeks. You can't get gum disease in 2 weeks.
It's as legitimate as other polls we do.
That's not a study. I got to go around my house, throw away all my floss. It's a complete and utter
I love
scam.
Floss. I'm going to floss more. I think I'll be the only one.
Put that floss down, kids. It's a scam.
You won't need floss for this next story, but you may need a strong stomach. Trigger warning. This is not for breakfast.
Uh-oh.
David Blaine, remember him?
Oh, boy.
David Blaine, magician.
Watch as my shoes tie without me actually touching them. Look.
Professional stuntman. He was at the Google Camp, just called Camp, in Sicily, Italy, where they collected the Masters of the Universe, or so they say, a exclusive tech conference called the Camp. It's in its third year. It's hosted by Google, VIP guests only, hosted by Google founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin. So they invite David Blaine to be a speaker and to do his David Blaine-ish stuff. They were treated to Blaine in a performance spitting up and then re-swallowing a live, bright, green frog.
Oh!
Can I get the Yao Ming? Have you ever had frog?
Frog?
No. David Blaine came on stage with a live frog in his stomach and then regurgitated it on demand. Then he swallowed it back down. Blaine says he's training himself to create an aquarium in his stomach.
Good Lord.
There's a picture of him with the frog in his mouth. Oh, my God, that's incredible. Have you ever had...
Have you ever had...
Snake?
Of course. Have you?
Of course.
Of course? Uh-huh. Snake, of course? Uh-huh. Really, what else?
Chihuahua.
Frog.
Yeah. Or David Blaine's swallow frog. See, you don't need any frog floss. He's not chewing it. He's just swallowing it. Ew.